From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, we've learned in recent years that smoke from wildfires and wine don't mix well. Dr. Tom Collins from Washington State University's Department of Viticulture and Enology is part of a team studying the impact smoke has on wine, thanks in part to the USDA's Specialty Crop Research Initiative.
We started fairly quickly, 2017, putting our heads together with colleagues at Oregon State and UC Davis. And so that SCRI grant I alluded to is a joint project across the three schools. There's about 15 researchers involved in that project
that hope to come up with more and better ways to mitigate the problems caused by smoke.
And that includes a range of things, including, as you suggest, mitigation. So we've been working on what we call barrier sprays, things that we could spray in a vineyard ahead of a smoke exposure, or potentially even at the beginning of an exposure if we know one is coming.
Collins says that coating protects the grapes from smoke damage.
But if you go back in after the event is over with an air blast sprayer and wash the clay off, then it takes it away from the berry surface. And then we see, even just with our backpack sprayers on our research basis, we see a 50% reduction in the concentration of markers in the fruit and in the wine we make from that fruit.
Tune in tomorrow for more on wine grapes and what's being done to protect them from wildfire smoke.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.